Phoneboy Speaks episode 210, The Audio Mo Challenge. If you follow me on Twitter or app.net, you may have seen me tweet out some audio posts with the hashtag AudioMo. And what that is a month-long audio challenge that historically has been held in November for the last 4 years or so, and they decided to move it this year to July. And the idea is that every day during the month of July that you tweet out an audio recording of yourself during that month. It's pretty simple. Now, app.net has some really great tools for this. You could certainly, I know a lot of the audio people are using Hashpan to do it, or using the Kosso's Empire to send out their stuff. I'm using a tool called Chimp that makes it really easy for me to record audio and put it out. And there's even an RSS feed. So if you actually type into your podcast client, chimpaudio.phoneboy.com, and that's chimpaudio.phoneboy.com, you can actually import an RSS feed of all of my audio tweets using Chimp. And there's a similar mechanism for people that are using Blims to do it. And there's actually a number of services that Kosso provides. There's the Hashpan app, there's a Blimscast, and there's probably a few other apps that actually do it as well. But of course, you might ask yourself, if I actually put out a podcast every day, why am I participating in the Audio Mo challenge? Why am I just not tagging all of my podcasts with Audio Mo and be done with it? Well, I want to do something a little bit different, and some of it's just kind of in the moment, right? And I think that audio is not something that we spend a lot of time with in social media. There's mechanisms for sharing your text thoughts, the microblogging. There's pictures. You can do this on Instagram. You can do it on Facebook or even Google Plus or whatever. I mean, there are a lot of ways to share that. But audio has been one of these things that's been really hard. And there's been a lot of attempts at it over the years. I am just one of the, I like audio. And it's, for me, it's always held a special place in my heart, and it seems to work for me as a mechanism. I mean, the vast majority of the stuff that I consume is audio. I don't watch a whole ton of television. I don't even read all that much. I mean, most of the content that enters my brain is audio. I mean, it's not to say that I never read anything, but I just like audio. And so for me, I decided, well, why not? I mean, it's a way of putting audio out there that's not this formal podcast, but just sort of something random. I mean, like, I don't know, the past couple of days I did Sounds Outside, those podcasts are like 1 to 2 minutes or something. I don't make them that long. And I mean, not that this podcast is that long either, but again, they're more extemporaneous, and I'm not doing it in a podcast that's listed in iTunes or whatever. But as I said, you can add chimpaudio.phoneboy.com to your podcast reader of choice, and it will redirect you to chimp.li/u/phoneboy/a.rss. See, aren't you glad I gave it a shorter URL? So you can do that, and you can see all of my Audio Mo tweets. You can also follow the Audio Mo hashtag, and you can see both on Twitter and app.net the different people that are participating. And as I say, it's really cool to hear what some people are putting out there. I mean, it's we do a lot of pictures, we do a lot of microblogging, but we just don't do a whole lot of audio. And I would love to hear from you, and I mean that quite literally. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.com.